songs are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Good morning, good morning. This is WCNO in Palm City, Florida. So glad you are listening. And I've got the A-team here in the station today. Hey, David.
Hey, let's
get you turned on. Let's get your mic on. How about that?
That's it.
Now we can hear David. We're getting acquainted with our new equipment here in the studio.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
And Karen is here as well. Karen, are we able to hear you?
I think so.
Okay. Because you come from
made
hidden.
Sure that my buttons were put on right on the board.
Well, you're close enough. You can actually reach that. And when I see David kind of diving for the board, I know something's up. You know, something's going on. But actually, thanks to the Lord, thank you to Grace Emanuel Church and all of our friends up at Grace. And many of you coming together, we are learning our new equipment.
That's right.
New soundboards in
new
both
sound
rooms.
Boards, yeah. And there's no humming in any pot.
Yeah, isn't that, I mean, we really have to learn how to deal with stuff that's working right.
Yeah, really.
And it's much smaller.
It is smaller.
Like
it
more
smaller.
Modernized.
It really is, you know, and all this stuff we're talking about, if you want to see it firsthand, you know, when we're open, we'll always be happy to give you a tour.
Mm-hmm.
It won't take very long. You can, like, do it on the way to someplace else.
You can get the nickel tour, the dollar tour, $2 tour, you know. Depends on who leads the tour.
Right. Well, the $2 tour includes maps to the restrooms.
Oh, so, yeah. Maps important. To the restroom, yeah. And the kitchen that has no food
most of the time.
Yeah, so the kitchen that's foodless. But occasionally, I came in the other day and... well, you know, if somebody's asking what does this have to do with eternity and and the good news station, I came in and there was a portion of a carrot cake. That was hanging out in the front room, and it was looking as if it needed to be visited. And so you know, we had one of our friends come by, and he said, she having a little carrot cake over there. I said, yep, help yourself. And he sort of dove into it and took some. And so we pretty nearly finished that off. We're not going to say who had the birthday, but it was not David.
No.
We'll say
I did
that.
Have one, but I didn't bring in a cake.
David, well,
that was back in March, so.
Yeah, well, I think we could pick on Kevin and say Kevin's responsible.
Yeah.
And no one would know anything about that.
But, nobody knows who Kevin is.
No one knows who Kevin is. No, and of course.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Some people,
Karen knows who Kevin is.
Yes, she does, she ought to.
And we won't say anything more about that, but somebody had a birthday.
And a couple of felines.
<on the planet. laughs> Well, we want to welcome you this morning. Mm. This is Wednesday Live in WCNO in Palm City, Florida. It's right now 11:03, and we do have some guests at the bottom of the hour. Dave, you want to just sort of set up a promo for that?
I would love to, because I'd recently gone to the International Christian Film and Music Festival.
That's a big deal, isn't it?
12th annual, it sure is. And so Marty Jean-Louis, who is the executive director and the founder of this event, will be on the air with us via his phone. And also Kim Stryker will be with us. Kim has been, her family was involved in Hollywood and everything. And so over the years, and she has a heart for Hollywood, she's a believer. And so we're going to be seeing or hearing from her as well. She was also at the ICFF. And so that's coming at the bottom of the hour.
We're adults. You don't have to spell it.
Well, you know, we're enamored with acronyms. You know, it's just one of the things we
International
do.
Christian Film and
Music Festival.
And Music Festival,
right?
So we're going to have the founder of that with us, Marty, and also Kim, and she does a really nice little spot for us. And what is that called?
It's called Heart for Hollywood.
heart for Hollywood. And she does have a heart for Hollywood.
She does.
From the first time she came in, I think with a grandson, I could just hear that this was a passion that God had put in her heart.
Yes.
That the church has not only an opportunity, but I believe we have an obligation to pray for those who are influencing our generation. And certainly media is doing that in a big way.
Absolutely.
Big way.
God's using media.
Right. So, Karen, you're welcome too, even though we didn't pick on you yet or give you time to say anything.
That's all right. I was just listening to Dave because I didn't really know. I knew you went to the festival, but I didn't hear any updates about it.
And
but
I
guess I'll be hearing about that.
You'll be hearing about it shortly. Yeah, at the bottom of the hour.
It's coming. So if you were only planning on listening for 10 minutes, you'll want to plan to listen the whole hour.
11:30-ish.
Exactly.
You know how things, all the plans that we make, and then we go live. And we have to sort of, you know, redo those sometimes.
Okay. We get mail from you, our family, and we love to get your mail, and we just never know what your mail's going to say when we open it up. A lot of times we have stickers that have cats on the stickers, and sometimes I think we've even had some dogs, and we've had all kinds of different things, flowers, all kinds of things on the envelopes, and nice little notes. Sometimes they come to David because David, you are developing a growing fan club as well with the Front Line.
That's true.
Great
that's,
show. Yeah, great program.
I'm grateful for that too.
And that's Monday.
It's Mondays live from 11 to noon.
It's excellent. And who all is with you now? I come in here, we have a full studio.
Ed Skibo has been with us from the very beginning because he's the one that found our first guest.
And Ed is, his background?
Well, Ed is a career Navy man. He retired as a lieutenant, full lieutenant in the Navy. He started out as a Navy salvage diver, as an enlisted man, and went through OCS and was... and then worked as a ship's engineer. And then he was involved, he was a first responder, EMT trained. Also, he worked for an ambulance, and he drove the ambulances, he worked on them.
I didn't hear that.
He was an
EMT, part.
Yeah.
Okay.
He still worked with police.
Yeah.
He is now a Stewart
chaplain.
PD chaplain.
Chaplain, excellent.
And of course, in his time in the church as a missionary in Uganda. And, back over here, met him when I was doing hospice, and he was a hospice chaplain. And then we also have Ann Limjoko.
That's Limjoko.
Limjoko.
Okay.
It's a Filipino.
Who brings a little balance to all of you men.
Oh, yes, she does. She's really intelligent, very sharp. She spent 20 years as a believing Christian working for a far-left Illinois congresswoman in Chicago.
So far left, you're talking, I mean, we're in Florida. Are you talking about California?
We're talking about, of the kind of left folk you see in California, yes.
Okay.
They're also in Illinois. And so 20 years plus doing that, and she brings a heart for Christ and an experience in government.
And for government leaders, a heart for government leaders for Christ.
In that way. And so she's a co-host as well.
That's excellent. That's excellent. So, Karen, who, we have to call her out of the hidden places, but Karen, you are doing quite well with your program. I'm extremely pleased with both of David, your program, as well as Karen. Tell us just a thumbnail about your program, because you have some great guests that join you as well. And I have to say that my friend from many, 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 many years... called in. I left you a note, and she was listening, and she said she loved that program the other day, and she Tracy, she said, I like to hear ladies' programs, and she said it was excellent. So, and you were actually out of the office that day. I didn't tell her that.
That was a repeat from last year.
So tell us about your program, because, people are listening, God's touching their hearts, and it's an encouragement to them.
Well, apparently this is what the Lord wants, because He's the one who gave me the program. It was not anything ever on my radar.
Yeah, you looked at me really strange. Did I ever tell you that? When I told you that day, Karen, I believe it's time that you just kind of looked at me like, huh? It's like a deer in headlights.
Exactly, because never in my entire life have I ever thought that I would have a radio program. And so it kind of came out of left field. What came out of heaven, really.
It really did.
And so I just asked the Lord, what do you want me to do? And he talked about the hidden places. And, you know, because each one of us has things, treasures hidden in our hearts that he has put there. And I've always liked testimonies. I always liked talking about the Lord with anybody, my friends, my prayer people, prayer partners and stuff. I just want to talk about the Lord. And I'm really not interested in anything else except him.
Amen.
And, you know, so whatever, and all I can talk about is what I have been through in my life, what he's done in my life, and communicating with the co-host that I have, who, I mean, that all just happened. These are just people I know.
And they are?
And they are Deanne Diaz, who I knew we had ministered together.
These are intercessors, right?
Yes.
That you knew, you basically met them and have developed a relationship through prayer?
Through prayer, yes. Well. Especially Deanne. We had ministered together at the Healing Rooms 18 years ago.
Really?
And we had lost contact with each other.
Where were the Healing Rooms?
In Coral Springs.
Wow.
And that was in 2001, 2002.
So 20 years later, God brings you back together.
Yes, we went to the same, she was going to the church that I ended up going to.
Okay.
And then, so the Lord connected us again. It was like we hadn't even, you know, skipped a beat.
Been apart.
It was
amazing.
That's awesome. So anyway, but so then we began to pray at the church, and then others joined us. And then Nanette Maldonado, who I met through a mutual friend, the Lord spoke to me to have her on the program. I knew right away she was a seasoned, even though she's young, she's seasoned in the Lord. And so he wanted me to have her on. And then Cynthia West, who you'll hear here on the station, I produced her program for her. And through that, the Lord kind of connected us in prayer. And anyway, so...
Another intercessor, really.
Exactly. So, you know, we're all just... saying what the Lord is speaking to us. And you know, receive cards every week from our brother Tim, who
we want to put a shout out to Tim. And,
yes,
and Tim, I don't have a phone number for you, or I would have called you, because you know, you send us you know, notes, encouragement, informational, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really great.
So anyway, we're just talking about what the Lord is speaking to us. And, you know, at first I had interviewed, this is more than a thumbnail of my program, but.
but we, you know, we want to promote it, because God's really on the move in these programs.
Yes, and every week we don't know what we're going to talk about. I had initially started interviewing people and, you know, to hear different testimonies. And then the Lord shifted it late last year. With what he speaking to the church, really. So, and none of us are theologians. We don't have degrees in theology or anything. So we just know Jesus, and he's speaking to us. He's speaking to the body, and we're just gonna articulate what he's saying to us. And then hopefully, as a matter of fact, let me just say, I did get a call two Saturdays ago when I was working. From a brother that he was calling about something else. And then he asked me, you know, he said, do you have a program? And to which I said, yes. And he goes, oh, he said, I listen every week.
He said,
it's really interesting. And he said, it's great to just hear people talking about the Lord and talking about what he's speaking to them. So he said, it's fresh, it's encouraging. And he said that, he has his questions answered. See, because the Spirit knows what you need to hear.
Amen.
And he said that he's been, you know, mulling around in his mind, and then somebody just says something, and then boom, there's his answer. So it's a real encouragement.
You know, I would just say to other station managers that are listening today that you might want to consider adding into your programming Frontline with David Francoeur, or perhaps consider adding Hidden Places that Karen Hubbard. These programs both are done very well, led by the Holy Spirit. And David, you have a lot of different guests.
We do.
Really, not just from the Treasure Coast, but some national guests. And mm-hmm. Karen, you do as well. And on this program, Wednesday Live, God is connecting us with more and more people. And that's kind of exciting because we're, what, 5 years, I think, now about. We've been doing some live programming mm-hmm. together as a team. And yeah. so we enjoy that. And listen, your input is important to us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if there are things in your heart, things that that you would like to communicate with us, then you can do that, and you can send email to WCNO@WCNO.com, and we will get that prayer request, praise reports, and so all that's really important. We do have a little mail before we get to our guest today, and I want to just pull this in this morning. Actually, it's been on my desk for some time, and I just didn't have the moment to get to it. But let me just read a portion of this. And the writer sends this in, our listener. The reason I'm not donating this year is because your music is no longer worship, praise, hymns, or melodies. And so, this is the way the letter starts out. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any other, there's no hello, no nothing, you know, it just starts out like that. And then it says something about that it rivals, and I won't give the call letters because I don't know anything about that station, but say it rivals a rock station. Mm-hmm. I woke up at 5:30 a.m. and needed to hear calm, purposeful music. That would give glory to God. Instead, I heard screaming like cat howls at night. Well, just a bunch of noise. Okay, so, and I can't read everything that I just don't understand some of the writing. So let me know when you're going back to worship, and I'll tune in. And Susan signs this. Okay, so we have Susan. Susan, we want to thank you for sending us in your thought. Karen, what would you say about this?
I don't know about any cat sounds. I do have cats, so I know what they sound like.
Yeah, right.
They're howling at night. But, you know, apparently maybe there was a song or maybe two or three songs that were playing in an hour that, you know, because our songs
were just tasteful to Susan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, mm-hmm. when you hear something that is distasteful, call us up and we can look up what actually the song is. Because I know I'm not listening to the station 24/7.
No.
And I don't think any
people
of the other
people may think we do, but we
right.
don't really.
No. Yeah. So just let us know if you hear a song that really is, you know, if maybe you find offensive, then just give us a call and we'll take a look at it. And maybe we can take that out of the rotation.
Absolutely.
And I know some of the songs, you know, the guitar gets going and it just kind of gets out of hand. But
and we've removed a lot of songs,
yes.
really. Mm-hmm. You know, coming in as manager, I really sensed, first of all, that my first job was to honor the vision and the founders, and that would be Ray Cassis, who actually built the station, and also Tom Creighton, who gave 29 years of his life to minister here. And I really sensed that what God was putting on my heart to do was to honor those who had vision for the station to be established. And second, to get acquainted with Karen, you, and David, and get acquainted with our family. And give God an opportunity to bring some fresh wind, as He chose to do that, that might give us some direction for some new music that we might bring in. And so, you know, there's a lot of music that's been here for years and years, and some of that we are simply replacing because there's great worship music that's taking place in the church today. And we understand that everyone doesn't have the same taste. I remember sitting with mm-hmm. Tom, and we spent several days going through music, and he would just play a song and say, what do you think that is? Is that praise? Is it worship? What do you think about that? And so we would talk about it, and he would always say, we want to make sure that the words have a message that lifts up Jesus Christ. And so that is a very important foundation for everything we do here, whether it's programming or music. And so that's very important. And then Tom would say something else that went something like this. He said, now, I may not personally like that style of music, but it may reach somebody else. And so he said, there is music on the station that I didn't put on because it's my favorites or because I enjoy listening to it. But he said, salt, you know, and pepper is used for seasoning. He said, we have people from many different backgrounds, different nations, that come to us with different taste. And we actually are not trying to be the top 40 station. We really want to bring some of the rich heritage of Christian music to this station that builds a bridge to where if some younger people and families are listening, that you will be able to hear current worship music that's in our churches. You'll be able to hear some of the current artists that are ministering today and some of their newer stuff. But at the same time, we mix that up with some hymns and some great music that has been a part of our heritage over the years in the church. Amen. And so thank you, Susan, for sending that letter in. I took a little bit of time with it because I just wanted to let Susan know and anyone else know how important it is that we do read your mail. We are going to share it, and we will take it into consideration. And so, Karen, what you said again, give us the date and give us the time when that song is playing, so we can actually go in and retrieve that, because we have thousands of different songs in our system. Dave, what do you have in reference to that?
Reference, you mean mail?
Yes. Oh, okay. I think you have some.
We had a letter from Karen and Stuart, actually.
Okay.
And she was just testifying. She wanted a witness to how good God is, his faithfulness. And I know we've been praying with her for her daughter to be able to get move into a college situation, that there's not a lot of money in this, no money in the household for college. But the Lord opened up an opportunity for his daughter to get a full ride at Duke University.
Which is pretty outstanding.
Pretty outstanding.
Yeah, for Duke.
And this is Karen.
Fully funded, right? A fully funded.
Fully, and which is great. And Karen's a widow, and, you know, she's a single mom.
Dave, I believe she starts by saying, I'm not able to donate at this time.
Right, exactly.
So to me, that's really important that you know that God has your back, even when you're not able to give to WCNO. And your communication with us is awesome. And for her to say, listen, I'm not at a place where I can actually give to Prayer and Share, and this was back during Prayer and Share, I'm not at a place where I can make a contribution financially. But I am at a place where I can make a contribution of praise to God for what God's doing in my life. So
Amen.
That's excellent.
So we give God glory with her.
Yeah.
And thanks.
That's awesome.
Great.
That's awesome. Karen, do you have anything?
Yes. Last week when Dave and I were here, when you were away, we prayed for Carolyn. Well, for Carolyn's granddaughter, Skylar, the 3-year-old, who was going in for heart surgery. Well, apparently it didn't get done that day. It was done yesterday. And Skylar is doing well.
Praise God.
So praise God. And then Carolyn also said, she said, you'll never know how much WCNO does for me.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Thank Dave, do you have any more mail or what else do you
have? I do. I didn't know when you want to do it because we're trying to get people on the conference call.
Well, that comes at 11:30, okay. So we're not quite there. We're 11:24.
All right. Well, we had some prayer requests. One is from our dear brother, Trent, who is asking for ongoing prayer for his wife, for her salvation. And we also then, and this was, we were joining both being sad and being celebratory that Joseph's wife is with Jesus.
Yes, and Joseph is a dear friend of the ministry.
He is a dear friend of the ministry. We've been praying for both of them. During COVID, Mary got caught up in that and survived through it, but other health issues. And
so in Jesus' name, we just lift up Joseph today and all of his family.
Right.
And Father, we just pray for strength during this time of of loss, and also during this time of not mourning as those yes. who have no hope, because Amen. Joseph is a man who is full of hope.
Oh, yes.
Comfort his heart and his family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
And we know Mary is with the Lord.
She is with the Lord. Karen, what do you have?
Amen. And we had received a note from Carolyn and Carol. Thank you for being there. We love each of you. God bless.
And that actually ties in with the praise report about the surgery. So,
yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so they give. Now, we do have some local news. We can't take a lot of time with it, but coming in from the county, a couple thoughts here. What do you have, Karen?
The Martin County Board of Commissioners is making available to public and private schools driver education grants.
Okay.
So if you have a private school, the deadline to apply for the grant is Wednesday, May 24th. You can call Martha at 772-463-2810. If you need more info on that, we'll give you that. And also the Animal Care and Control Oversight Board.
Are these the dog catchers?
These are for looking for an individual to advise or make recommendations to the county commissioners regarding the care and control of domestic animals.
Great way to get involved in the community. You love animals and you have some interest in being involved in what takes place in the county. This is
That's
a great
right.
way as a Christian to link up with some other residents and let your witness be known and let your heart be known.
That's Amen. Right. And you can call Donna Gordon at 772-288-5756.
All right, Dave.
And Martin County Library has a summer reading program
okay.
for all ages. We're talking
all
about
ages.
Infants.
Well, that would
babies,
include you and me.
And me. All the way through anyone who's an adult. And the encourage literacy, but also encourage people to read more. If you want more information, you can go to www.library@martin.fl.us, or you can call 772-288-5072.
All right, we're going to go to a song. Just a moment break here. Wednesday Life, going to be right back, and we have a couple guests going to be joining us.
Hi, this is Kim from sunny South Florida. And I'd like to share with you some exciting things that God is doing in the world of arts and entertainment. Join me now for A Heart for Hollywood. Proverbs 27:11 says, "Be wise, my son, and bring joy to my heart." Bringing joy to God's heart. I'd always interpreted that verse to mean, if I'm godly, I'll have some sort of joy. No, when I'm following God, it makes him happy. He gets joy by seeing his children being wise, using and applying the instruction that he's given us. As a teacher, I feel joy when my students are applying the wisdom that I've given them. That brings me joy. As parents, we feel such joy when we see our kids following our instruction, when we see them learning how to walk, how to ride a bike. Everything that we've taught them, when we see it in fruition, it makes us feel joy. God's a creator. And in the beginning, he created our earth. He created us, and it gave him joy. He felt it was good. He felt it was very good. And it says in Job that the angels celebrated with him over his creation. So when he's creating something good, it brought joy. When we're creating something good, it brings him joy. God honoring films and music bring God joy. When we, as his children, make choices to attend God honoring films, to play God honoring music, these things give him joy because we're making wise choices. He has joy in seeing us learn. He has joy in seeing us make wise decisions. So when we go to see a movie, let's make some wise choices. I think you're going to find joy along the way too. I saw Jesus Revolution and it was so uplifting, so fun. A true story of how the Holy Spirit moved. The George Foreman movie that's coming out April 28th. The story of the transformation of an angry young man who used his fist for his life and for his successes was touched by God and turned into a man full of joy. There's an upcoming Christian Film Festival in Orlando, May 3rd through 6th. You can go there and you can meet Christians who are making these wonderful God-honoring films. You can be part of that process as a filmmaker or as someone who just enjoys film. there's worship, there's instruction, there's wonderful things going on that are all God-honoring. So why don't we bring God some joy and make some wise choices in what we're doing in our viewing and listening and attendance? And remember, in all of this, keep praying for Hollywood. Thank you for joining me today, and thank you for continuing to pray for this most influential mission field. Please continue to pray for Hollywood and for the creative artists that God is using to change our culture.
All right, and that was Kim Stryker.
Yes.
And Kim, hopefully we have you as well as Marty on air. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
Sounds like Kim. Where's Marty?
Good morning.
Hey, brother.
Good morning. Well, it's so great to have you all with us right here on WCNO in Palm City, Florida. And I know you all just had a tremendous event, and David was actually there. So,
yes.
David, jump in here. Welcome.
Well, I'm not going to take their airtime, but I just want to say this is my third year in a row being there. And every year, God continues to assure me that He is moving in the media, the things we depend on for entertainment, information. He's always been moving in media, and He has His people, His God people, in every job, every location, every role in media. People praying behind the scenes, people in front of the camera. And today God is raising up, and He's moving even more profoundly in Christian media, which is what the International Film and Music Festival really is all about. But He's also moving in secular media, and Kim is very good about bringing that up to us. And what God has led you to do, Marty, it's an awesome work of the Holy Spirit that brings huge blessings, not just to those who attend, but to those whom they serve through their giftedness. And that's all I'm going to say. I want Marty and
Are you
Kim.
Sure?
Yeah, well, maybe not. yeah, right now anyway.
All right. Kim, first of all, I want to just say welcome to you, and thank you for really bringing to us a passion to pray for and to have faith for God to do something in Hollywood. And Marty, of course, God has raised you up, and so... jump in here. Tell me what happened. What happened this year at the event?
Kim, you want to go from your perspective?
Sure. Okay, so for me, as a 12-year attender of the festival,
wait
you know,
a minute.
It's just exciting. Just
Kim, you've been
you
there 12 times? You went every year.
I may have missed a year, but it's been a 12
much.
Years of following it, yeah. At least, even if I wasn't there.
Okay, awesome.
I was there for the earliest ones.
Excellent.
And I'm able to testify to how God has built and built and built a bigger and stronger and more unified festival with Marty at the helm, and it's exciting to have been part of it. I feel like I'm... not just an attendee, but I get to go there, I get to pray in the prayer room. But from the time you walk in, you just know there's so much electricity and excitement in the halls. We have a giant hotel with lots of breakout rooms and a giant foyer area where there's vendors everywhere, but they're all people who are, they're not selling equipment, they're telling us about the stories and the productions that they've made. Mm-hmm. There's everybody there has the same spirit. They've all been called by God to go into this really tricky industry to be a Christian and shine their light with their music, with their writing. It's an incredible space. So as soon as you walk in, you just feel that energy. And then you start looking at these people's faces, and they're all excited to tell you about the movies that they're making, and you get to just walk up to anybody, whether they're a star or a producer or a writer. They're all welcoming, and they want to tell you about their projects and what they're doing. You can see spontaneous prayer breaking out. You might be in a conversation with someone, and you feel that God's really calling you to pray over this person and their project. Or maybe you meet someone, and they need someone just like you to be part of their project. So there's just so much energy, and the Holy Spirit just just zipping through the whole space, just connecting everyone together. And of course, for me, I'm really excited that Marty has had the vision to keep a prayer room open from before anybody walks in the door. People are praying. You can go in at any time with any need. Doesn't have to be film related. And there's going to be welcoming, loving people that are just there for the purpose of praying. And Pauline, she's from Hollywood Prayer Network in Orlando. She's the chapter president there. I also, one of the girls that I used to mentor is now the chapter president in St. Augustine, Megan McLeod, and she was there also volunteering in the prayer room for 2 days with her husband. So it's not just the movies, as great as they are and exciting that you get to see, like, what, Marty, like 3,000 movies and trailers, but the people is what really kind of excites me. God's people all pulling together in his spirit, being there so present.
All right. Well, that's pretty powerful. Kim, you always give a great report. Marty, just take just a moment to explain why you do what you do so our listeners can know a little more about who you are and how the festival came to be, because certainly we have some listeners today that are hearing about this for the first time, and some may want to put on their calendar that there will be another event next year. So tell us a little bit about your heart.
Yeah, so I didn't choose to do this. I was called to do it. Mm. So I think it was very important to do such an event where people of God are showing their films and showcasing their God-given talents. And I tell a lot of the filmmakers, and I say this respectfully, and I say it's not about your film. It's about what your film could do, right? And, you know, films have the power to bring people to Christ. And that is the key, right? If we miss that, then what is the point? If we're not changing lives for the better, then we're missing the point. And that's why we do this. We want people's lives to be changed, for people to get closer to Christ.
Well, that is awesome, and I've heard that, Marty, every time I've talked to you. I've not just heard the word, but I've actually been confident in my spirit that God has called you. You are doing what you're called to do, and this is fantastic. Now, for people who just look at the film industry as being a wicked place, what is actually happening? There are a lot of things taking place, and so tell us a little bit about what is happening. Can you see where God is actually on the move, and where God is doing that? God is bringing people in.
I mean, technically, any industry could be considered evil. It's what God's people are doing. I believe, and I see it. There are more Christian films being produced than we've ever seen. So there is a movement. God is at work. And people are being saved because of those films. So while, yes, there are some evil in the film industry, but there are a lot of good. God is at work. And I believe that it's just the beginning.
So, anything new this year? What are you praying for? What is your vision? What is the next step? How can we, as a Christian radio station, enhance, support, encourage? Where are we going? What's the next step?
We leave it in God's hands. In terms of we never look at, oh, we need to get 1 million people to ICFF. It's never really our goal. Our goal is, how many people's lives can we change? Right? You can have, and I go to a lot of events, secular events. There are thousands and thousands of people there just for the purpose of entertainment. No lives have been changed. where you could go to a Bible study where there's like three or four people and lives are changed. So that's what we look at. We want to change lives, right? So we want more people to come to Christ. There are so many people that are broken, that are lost, that are looking for Christ. They just don't know it. They're looking for Christ. They just don't know that they're looking for it. And we want to reach those folks through music, through film, through the media, through entertainment. And that's really our prayer.
Kim, how did you get involved in all this? Now you kind of blew into our station one afternoon, and I was just blessed to be here at the board. And you came in, I believe, with your grandson, and we started talking, and I'm like, wow, this lady has a perspective of hope for an industry that certainly needs salvation. How did this happen to you?
I was raised in a family of filmmakers and musicians, and between my mother and my father and all of their friends, I was engulfed in the industry. But my father was completely from a secular standpoint, and my mother in the church music world. And so I really got to see a lot of perspective growing up. Then my sons are in the industry. My older one isn't now, but he was in modeling and acting. And then my younger one is a cinematographer, still in LA, in the secular world of filmmaking. And as a child, as a parent, as someone who likes to do some production on my own, I like producing. I'm not an actor. I'm not that type of artist, but I like to help bridge and help people see their visions come true. If God's in it and he's leading me to help them, I will. So that's sort of what I'm doing. And I also do a lot of mentoring with young people going in the arts through STARS Mission International to help them keep their feet on the ground, their eyes on the Lord while they're reaching for the stars and, you know, and their success as in this industry, but to keep their focus on God. And so when I was in the station and my grandson just gravitated to you guys and you gravitated to him and he was on air and we got to talk, you were having a roundtable discussion, and I am passionate about getting the word out to everyone in the church that this industry isn't all evil, that we don't have to, like the old saying, throw the baby out with the bathwater. You know, God has been in the arts and moving in artists and creatives forever. He's called them, and he's calling them now. And I was discouraging them because I thought it was a bad industry, and God really woke me up personally and said, stop doing that. You need to encourage people, show them how to do it the right way. So what Marty's doing, I want to get under his vision, under his mission. I want to help share that information. As you know, I do a lot of grassroots assistance with promoting really good films when they're coming out. And God opened the door through WCNO to help me share that message, that burden that God put on my heart, to the church through the airwaves. I had no idea that was going to happen either, but he had a plan. And I just feel like, I don't feel like, I know for a fact he's moving, and I've seen even what he's done in the past 10 years, not just with the film festival, but even calling Christians who are in the industry to not hide their faith anymore. It used to be if you were a Christian and you were on a secular show, or you didn't want anyone to know you're a Christian. Now they're banding together, and there's actors' prayer groups and cinematographers' prayer groups and writers' classes for Christians to learn how to incorporate their faith into any projects to change the whole industry as a whole. And then, of course, building this foundation of films that are sending out God-honoring messages, family-friendly films, things that are going to build our faith, and like Marty said, that are going to witness to people and bring them to salvation, most of all. But the church needs to be behind them. They need to be praying for these people. And Hollywood Prayer Network, you know, I'm passionate about that. I really believe that we all need to be praying for this industry. It's the most influential mission field out there.
Amen.
You want to pray for a mission field? Pray for media, arts, film, music.
Amen.
You know, when I hear both of you talking, it's great to have both of you on together, and it's just hitting me again something that a conversation that I have with pastors and I have on air, and that is I use the word missional about mm-hmm. this ministry. WCNO, we are a missional ministry. We are here to lift up the hands of the local pastors, and we're here to strengthen the church, and we're also here to reach the lost. Now, what I'm hearing you say is, and I believe this, I totally believe this, is that there is a growing movement within our nation of godly people that want to reach people for Christ. And that's right. Missional.
Yes, absolutely.
So, you know, Marty, I write these thoughts down every time with you, and I write the same things down. Want more people to come to Christ. Question is, how many people can we reach? Can we see changed? This is something I think every pastor, if we had, you know, every pastor in the nation listening today, those pastors would say, how many people can we see changed by the power of God, and how can we see more people come to Christ? I believe one way we as pastors can see that happen is maybe learn how to be better partners, Marty, with you and with the whole industry, and Kim, I think both of you can help Amen. Us with that. So Marty, what would you say to that? How can we do a better job of being partners together?
That is a very, very good question, and I think it is important to become partners, because oftentimes what I see is not enough support from the church for films that are coming out,
right.
and it's they need it, because what they are trying to reach the pastors are trying to reach the lost. The mission is the same. Mm-hmm. Right, so we need to support each other as children of God who has the same mission and goal. So we right. have to support each other for sure. So it is very important. I was talking to a filmmaker who was basically completely out and just wanted to give up. And I happened to be talking with him, and I learned about his story. And I said, you can't give up, because we need you. Don't worry about numbers. Just focus on reaching one person, right? Because he's worried about nobody's going to see it, and it's not being effective. He wants to reach the masses. I said, you do what you do. Let God do what God does.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And I said, just focus on one. You know, that one can multiply into four. That four multiplies into 50.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not up to you. You need to focus on the job that God has for you.
When you were saying, Jonathan, about what pastors could do and what churches can do, when we invite pastors to come to pre-screen movies, we want them to come see a wonderful feature film. I'm not going to bother you about a movie that I don't even think is going to be something that you want to get behind. But if I invite some pastors to come out to a free screening, bring your wife, bring a friend, you're going to get two free tickets to sit there and watch a movie in a comfortable theater. And if that movie moves you and you see God working through that film, all we're asking is maybe put a bulletin insert that we can even provide for you. Why have bulletin inserts that are going to tell you all the Christian movies that are coming out in the next 6 months? Bulletin size, it can fit in there. Maybe have a cork board on the wall somewhere where we could post Christian movies and Christian music concerts that are coming out. But support the arts. I think the church has separated them for so many years. They just don't think about supporting it, and yet it's so influential. Think how many people that your parishioners can bring to a movie and learn about Christ or learn about God's value system and things that God's doing that will come to a movie with you that won't necessarily go through the doors of the church, but you can bring them to a movie and they can hear a message and start watering those seeds that you've been planting.
You know, Kim, I think that's awesome. And you know, I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking of some of the things I hear from leaders and leaders that are in different ministries and in church ministries. And of course, we have a need to pay our bills in the local churches and our local ministries. We have overhead, we have staff, we have insurance, all these things we have to take care of, just like we do here at WCNO. One of the things that that God's put on my heart is to talk missional and to somehow pray that we would do a better job as believers in lifting up each other's arms. Because in the world, if I went to the secular organizations and the business organizations that bring the community business leaders together, the Chamber of Commerce's, if I went there, I would see all kinds of business leaders, business owners with business cards walking around getting acquainted with one another. When we as pastors and church leaders get together, often we're at a conference somewhere, we're out of town, and we neglect getting acquainted with the pastor across the street, the other ministry leaders that are in our neighborhood. And, you know, I'm over here saying, listen, WCNO, we're a Christian media ministry. We're here to bring Christ. But there are many people outside of the church that are not in fellowship or in the body of Christ. And so Christian films, I believe, do the same thing. I believe they are missional. I believe they're evangelistic. They also build the body of Christ. And they also have the ability to populate and to build the true church, which is the functioning body of Christ as well.
Exactly.
Amen.
Yeah, it's well said.
Amen.
David.
Yeah. I said I wouldn't say anything, but...
Uh-oh, David's got his pen waving. You can't see him. We're going to get cameras in here so people can watch this crew and see what's going on in here.
We will. The only plastic surgeons I can... I'm just kidding. But what I've seen, you know, I have a big heart for Christian unity.
Yes.
A lot of people I talk to, they get to know that I'm big on that because Jesus prayed for that.
He did.
He wants his church to be unified. And one of the things that excites me, Marty, is and Kim, is that my first time at ICFF, the 11th annual, no, 10th annual, 3 years ago, was I began to experience that Christian unity. People came together because of Jesus and the gospel. Yeah, I know there's several different denominational backgrounds at work.
Were represented.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
But they were all there because of Jesus and for Jesus. And that's what Jesus wants the body of Christ to look like wherever you go. But the example is already being set. And I'm excited about that.
So, you know, I'm just listening and I'm hearing, and you know, part of my prayer is that as churches, you know, we send missionaries all over the world, and we certainly should do that. But we shouldn't neglect the mission field that's in our own nation. And, you know, we put into our budgets and we raise funds and we distribute funds for global missions. But for national missions or home missions, I see the media and what God's doing in the film industry and the music industry as being significant to bring the gospel. And I would love for pastors to begin to think and pray about putting somehow something in the budget to nationally be a part of promoting Christian films and the production of those and Christian music artists. I mean, we normally let people, well, go to the films and support them, right? But somehow or another, I just sense there's something more we can do. I don't believe I'm saying it well today, but it's in my heart. I am a pastor. I'm also manager here. But it's in my heart that we connect better together to do a better job so that the resources are where they need to be so that the gifts in the body of Christ can be put to work. One thing I constantly hear, I wish I knew what I could do to make a difference for Christ. I'm tired of sitting in the pew. And God did not give any of us a life without a gift. Every life has a gift. And since God gave every life a gift, it's our job as spiritual leaders to unwrap those gifts and to release them into a lost world. Marty, I have to just tell you a huge thanks from those of us here at WCNO. And Kim, this goes to you as well, because we wouldn't know Marty if you hadn't connected us. And I want to say thank you for the tickets you made available for us to distribute. Mm. And for making yourselves available to come to our family and share the vision of what God is doing. I believe it's so important. We hear so much bad news. It's so important. So, Marty, thank you for that.
No, thank you. You talk about unity, and I think what you're doing with WCNO is already that, right? Like, I wish churches would do exactly what you're doing right now. You're Amen. Supporting, yes. The station is supporting another ministry, right? Mm, and yes. We're connecting, and I think that's what is needed. So you are already doing it. So praise God for you, and thank you for the entire WCNO family. And I love you guys so much.
What is the date for next year's event? And who should be making plans right now to be a part? Because some people go, oh, I didn't find out about it until 30 days before the event.
So we are 99.9% sure that it will be on the very first week of May, which is technically April 30th to May 3rd. It always starts on a Wednesday to Saturday.
Okay. April the 30th through May the 3rd.
Correct. So okay. Mark your calendars.
All right. So we're talking about 2025.
Correct.
April the 30th through May the 3rd. And who would you say profits from attending this festival? Other than everyone. A little more specific. I'm waiting for you to say, well, everybody would profit from me. Then.
And they would.
I would say whoever passes by the prayer room.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Yes.
So, because for us, without that, the festival is meaningless.
Wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Kim, what's your word?
Wow, but it's true. I mean, when people start asking about it, I start going to the prayer room also. There is a power there. He reserves a whole large, comfortable room for people to come in with plenty of chairs and tables to sit down and pray, and just the spirit is everywhere. Young filmmakers, I would say, someone who feels a calling. And if they can't get there, maybe they can. We can WCNO can help them with some tickets next year through Marty, you know, or a fund that could help them. I would love to see the next generation really going to these festivals and meeting the right people and letting God lead their project and their direction for their life and their part in this mission field.
Agree. I would love to see more pastors there as well, so they could see what's in the Amen. Media space.
Yes.
I guess you're talking to me.
Yes.
I've been trying to get him there.
And I am wanting to come. I am wanting to come. You know, my family, we would love to be there, and maybe this next year will be our first year to be able to be a part of that. Marty, I would like you, since we're talking about prayer, I'd like you just to close our Wednesday Live this morning with whatever God's put on your heart, and certainly you have a heart for the nations and for the peoples that are living to come to Christ. So close out our morning, and thank you both for joining us.
Mm.
Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you so much for waking us up this morning and allowing us to see another beautiful day that you've created. Thank you for the family of WCNO. Thank you for what they do and what they stand for. Lord, I pray blessing over the entire team. I pray blessing over those that are listening right now.